Chineke nna m, ọ m na-akpọ gị mụ nwa gị Chineke nna biko, anọ m ebe a na-arịọ gị sị gị za m ekpere.
Oluwa, ìwọ ni àbáka, dá mi lóhùn kíákíá, má jẹ́ kí àwọn ọ̀tá mi yọ̀.
இயேசுவே, உமது அடியேன் வந்திருக்கிறேன். நான் மிகவும் சோர்ந்து போயிருக்கிறேன். என் விண்ணப்பத்தை கேளும் அப்பா, பதில் தரும் அப்பா. ஆமென், ஆமென்,
ஆமென். God is waiting to answer you. He is waiting to hear your voice. When you pray in Jesus' name, He will answer. He will do it to glorify His name. God is waiting to answer you. Oh, He's waiting to hear your voice. So when you pray in Jesus' name, He will answer. He will do it to glorify His name. Oh yeah. In prayer, you speak to your Heavenly Father. He loves to answer and attend to our cries. So don't be sad, just lift your voice and make that decree. You will testify, you will see His power now. He will multiply you, and you'll be no longer few. Yes, you will be highly favored, and you will be blessed, yes. In all you do, His anointing will make you the best.
Yes, the anointing yeah. makes a difference.
He will prosper you and lift you up. Oh yeah. God is waiting,
God is waiting
to answer you. He is waiting,
oh, waiting
to hear your voice. So when you pray in Jesus' name, He will answer. He will do it to glorify His name. To answer you, He is
waiting
to hear your voice. When you pray in Jesus' name, He will answer. He will do it to glorify His name. So it's not by your righteousness,
no, 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 no.
It's not by your eloquence, it is by His Spirit, says the Lord. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Oh yeah, you will testify.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will see His power now.
God is waiting
to answer you. He's
waiting
to hear your voice. When you pray in Jesus' name, He will answer. He will do it to glorify His name. Oh,
oh, yeah. Seigneur, c'est encore moi qui t'appelle. Écoute-moi. Je te prie. Réponds tout de suite, Père Céleste.
Thank you, Jesus.
I go. Ayant sort et mes money en a. Mes pessets. Many trillion for sort and cassa.
Yehowa, Nami, imbae koe. Muncho, minchebo. Hele momino. O fine. Hele momino. Au.
Blessed be your holy name.
The evildoers set their snares on me and whisper schemes outside of my door. someone close to me was getting close to me, aligning with them. I were done for. Watch and pray. You are not here to play. You will not bend or break as the wicked lay in wait for you. When they came to feed on me, they stumbled and fell. When their host camped against me, they were sent back to hell. The Holy Ghost is here. I am not by myself. His word is my sword. I have overcome my fear. Watch and pray. You are not here to play. Laying wait for you. Pluck my heels from their net. Oh, don't let them get me yet. While they lurk and bait and lurk and bait and wait. Stop! The evildoers set their snares on me and whisper. And they whisper. For this purpose, Jesus came to destroy the works of darkness. Evildoers set their snares on me and whisper schemes outside of my door. An
And someone close to me was getting close to me, aligning with them. And we're done for. Watch and pray. You are not here to play. You will not bend or break as the wicked lay in wait for you. When they came to feed on me, they stumbled and fell. When their host camped against me, they were sent back to hell. The Holy Ghost is here. I am not by myself. His word is my sword. I have overcome my fear. Watch and pray. You are not here to play. You will not bend or break as the wicked lay.
Shout hallelujah, a louder hallelujah, hallelujah. I greet everyone, good evening, and I welcome you all back to our altar of prayer. I want to believe your day has been going on well. Glory be to the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. If today is your first time in our midst, we welcome you. And if you have always been joining us, I pray, may the Lord reward you, reward your steadfastness on this prayer altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, all your persistence on this prayer altar, may they begin to bear wonderful results in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord over answer all your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. His grace is sufficient for you, ma. His grace is sufficient for you, sir. And I pray for you in that matter that you have been asking the Lord, God, arise and help me. Tonight, may God begin to appear in the mighty name of Jesus. May his mercies begin to speak for you in the mighty name of Jesus. May his grace be available unto you tonight, sir. May his grace be available unto you tonight, ma. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. So you are welcome, sir. You are welcome, ma'am. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Straight away, we are kicking off tonight with the testimony of Rahab. I'm sure you remember Rahab the prostitute. Yes, we are kicking off with a testimony of the potency of the God of Israel. Yes, the potency of the prayers and the manifestation of the God of Israel as a result to prayers. My prayer for you, sir. My prayer for you, ma. People will attest to the fact that the Lord is with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly open your Bible to Joshua chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 8 to verse 11. Joshua chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. And all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. And all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Shout hallelujah. I pray for you. May the Lord strike your enemies with terror in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord strike all your enemies with fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. Let me quickly read that same passage in the Message translation. Yes, Joshua chapter 2, I read from verse 8 to 11, Message translation. Before the spies were down for the night, the woman came up to them on the roof and said, I know that God has given you the land. We are all afraid. Everyone in the country feels hopeless. We heard how God dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when you left Egypt, and what he did to the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you put under a holy curse and destroyed. We heard it and our hearts sank. I pray for you. All those who have vowed that you will never have rest, may their hearts begin to sink in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, we heard it and our hearts sank. We all had the wind knocked out of us. And all because of you, you and God, your God, God of the heavens above and God of the earth beneath, God of the earth below. Shout hallelujah. I'm sure you remember this particular passage. And you can see from this passage the effect of ignorance of whom you are and the God whom you serve. If many of you realize how powerful and how at work the God whom you serve is working tirelessly for you, some of what you are worried about, you will not even bother at all. You will not even bother at all. You see, sir, man, what you fear is also afraid of you. I repeat again, what you fear is also afraid of you. The children of Israel were calling those people living in Canaan giants. Yes, but the Bible recorded now, Rahab confirmed that even the giants, their heart sank. They were paralyzed with fear. The hearts of the giants were melting in fear because of the children of Israel. Sir, man, we serve a God that fights for us even before we pray the first prayer point. Yes, our God goes ahead of us. Wherever we go, he's always ahead. He's always 10 steps ahead of us, sir. He is our advance party. Our God is our avant-garde. Our God is our leading edge. Our God is the one that goes before us into battle. He sent his fear into the camp of your enemies, sir, even before your appearance, sir. This was what Moses was telling Joshua in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7 to 8. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with these people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, ma. May your terror begin to strike the heart of your enemies, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. May your fear begin to paralyze all your enemies, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. The message translation says, Moses summoned Joshua. He said to him, with all Israel watching, be strong, take courage. You will enter the land with these people. This land that God promised their ancestors that he will give them. You will make them the proud possessors of it. God is striding ahead of you. I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, ma'am. God is marching ahead of you. God is striding ahead of you. God is going before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes. God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry. That's why I prophesy unto you tonight, sir. I prophesy unto you tonight, ma'am. If your amen can be the loudest, may your prayers go before you to demoralize all your enemies, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. All those who are hell-bent on fighting you, may God arise and fight them. In the name of Jesus, sir. All those who are hell-bent on fighting you, may God arise and fight them. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. May God arise and fight them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Right there where you are, begin to thank the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you. For you are always going before me. Father, I honor you. Because you have honored me in the eyes of my enemies, sir. Father, I thank you for showing my enemies that you are my God. Glory, honor, majesty, and power belongs to you forever and evermore. Thank you, blessed Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, oh, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. I say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we give you praise. We thank you for everything you have been doing in our lives. We thank you for always answering our prayers. Father, tonight we pray that you meet us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus. Go before us on this altar. Go before our prayers, O Lord, and scatter the camp of our oppositions in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's quickly recite Psalm 91 together, please.
Let's bring out our Bibles as we read Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's go further to Isaiah 54. We will be reading from verse 15 to 17 together. Let's go. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Time for our hymn. The title of our hymn today is Watch and Pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right there where you are, begin to cover yourself, your children, your family in the blood of Jesus. Let the precious blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, begin to speak for us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus in his efficacy, let the blood of Jesus in his power arise and go into warfare on our behalf tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus begin to saturate our environments, saturate our locations, saturate our houses, saturate our habitations. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus fight for me, blood of Jesus fight for me. Blood of Jesus fight for me, blood of Jesus fight for me. 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 Amen. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and dismantle every bondage in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and dismantle every stronghold where demons are, where wicked spirits, wicked powers are hiding in our lives, in our locations. Blood of Jesus, dismantle them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, dismantle them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, dismantle them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, invisible entities, yes, invisible entities, assigned to destroy the labor of my hands, die in the mighty name of Jesus. The power sent to undo what God is trying to do in our lives, let those powers die in the mighty name of Jesus. The powers on assignment to destroy what God is trying to build in our lives, command the power to die, 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 die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sama, tonight is a deliverance prayer night. We have some very, very important matters to deal with. If you are here on this prayer altar tonight, it means God wants to do something in your life. If by adventure you just found yourself here tonight, please don't miss the opportunity. Please don't miss this chance. Pray as if your life depends on it. You will shout and pray like this. Say, dangerous powers assigned to destroy me, die in the mighty name of Jesus. The wicked powers, evil powers, dangerous powers assigned to destroy us, we command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Command them to die in Jesus' mighty name. Pray, amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ declared this truth. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Ye shall receive. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the matter that is giving you burdens, giving you concerns. Tonight, we are going to table it before the Lord on this altar of prayer. Jesus said, all things you ask, just believe, and you will receive your request. Yes, your faith tonight is a catalyst for your manifestation. You know that a faithless prayer, they are just empty words. It is faith that empowers our prayers. That is why I want you to cry out with the whole of your energy. Cry out with the whole of your strength. Say, stubborn pursuers of my life, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, makate poshe katapasite te 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 yaba. You, the stubborn pursuers of our lives, be arrested. In the name of Jesus, be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, I and my family, we are off your menu. Die. In the mighty name of Jesus, you the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, myself and my family, we are off your menu. Die by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, die by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Jesus told Peter, I said, Peter, Satan desire to sieve you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. Yes, I'm going to pray for you tonight. Yes, by the mercy of God, any agenda to sieve you like wheat, any agenda to afflict you, any agenda to punish you, let those agendas backfire by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Lord Jesus, you are the one that prayed for Peter. Arise and honor our prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus, sir. Let that agenda backfire. In the name of Jesus, sir. Let that agenda backfire. In the name of Jesus, sir. Let that agenda backfire. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. You will now convert it to prayer. Pray violently. If you are praying these prayers and you are sitting down, it means that you are not yet ready. I want you to rise up on your feet and shout as loud as you can. Say, agenda to make me suffer. Backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus. The agenda to make me suffer. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. The agenda to make my family suffer. Backfire, 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 backfire by fire. In the name of Jesus, sir, the agenda to make me suffer. Backfire by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, evil altar, raised to destroy my life, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, sir, every evil altar, raised to destroy my life, raised to destroy my family, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, sir, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, sir, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, sir, I pull you down by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. Say, every conspiracy against my life, scatter, 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 scatter by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you the conspiracy of witchcraft, conspiracy of darkness, conspiracy of envious enemies against our lives, we command to scatter. In the name of Jesus, command to scatter. In the name of Jesus, command to scatter. Command to scatter. Command to scatter. Command to scatter. Let God arise and scatter their conspiracies. In the name of Jesus, let God arise and scatter their conspiracies. In the name of Jesus, let God arise and scatter their conspiracies. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. We are still praying. The rest of these prayers, we are directing it against one of the most potent weapon of witchcraft. Yes, the most potent weapon of witchcraft. What is that weapon? Curses. I pray for you. Any curse that is directing the affairs of your lives into trouble, directing it into bondage, directing it into problems, let these curses be broken tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Many of you are aware of what a curse is. Curses are not just mere superstitions or ancient myths. Curses are potent spiritual actions, spiritual weapons, which when deployed, reverberates even in the physical realm. That's why you have to cancel all these effects upon your life and your family tonight. Yes, as loud as you can, you will shout like they say, any power higher to curse me. Hey, Pray that prayer point very well. Shout it on top of your voice. Any power higher to curse me, die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, the power higher to curse me, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, I command to die. In the name of Jesus, I command to die. Command to die. Command to die. Die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sama, I want to believe you are praying that prayer. If you are not praying it very well, I beg you. I beg you, don't joke with these prayers. I know what I'm talking about. Don't joke with them. You pray like this again. You repeat that prayer point in another version. Say, agents of witchcraft, can't see me. What are you waiting for? Die. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the agents of witchcraft, can't see me. What are you waiting for? Die in the mighty name of Jesus. Die in the mighty name of Jesus. Die in the mighty name of Jesus. Ahama kate pose kate pate pote yababa. Command the agents of witchcraft to die. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Some of you here tonight, wicked spirits, they've been summoned to fight you through curses. Yes, through curses unleashed against you, through tirades of curses unleashed against you. It's like the old door gateway of hell has been unleashed. And there are powers that are coming, powers you cannot see, but you are seeing their effects in your life. And I pray for you tonight. All the demons from the pit of hell that are attracted into your life because of curses, let them be arrested and be sent back to hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, be arrested and be sent back to hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, be arrested and be sent back to hell. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. We are still going to repeat that prayer point. Say, any power higher to curse me, shout it louder. Any power higher to curse me, die. In the mighty name of Jesus, aha, rekata pate posete yaba, makapote pasekete yababa neyaba. You the power yet to curse me, die by fire, die. Aha, yes, command the past to die. In the mighty name of Jesus, command the past to die. In the mighty name of Jesus, command the past to die. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. King Balak, Ayan Bala, to curse the children of Israel. Let's quickly read it. Numbers chapter 22. Let's read from verse 5 to verse 6. Numbers chapter 22. Verse 5 to verse 6. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor to Petor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. I pray for you. The powers inviting wicked men and wicked women to enchant your name. The powers inviting wicked entities, sir, to enchant your name. Let those powers be arrested. In the name of Jesus, sir, be arrested. In the name of Jesus, sir, be arrested by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Let me quickly read that same passage in the Message translation. Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent a emissaries to get Balaam, son of Beor, who lived at Petor on the banks of the Euphrates River, his homeland. Balak's emissary said, "Look, a people has come up out of Egypt, and they are all over the place, and they are pressing hard on me. Come and curse them for me, for they are too much for me. Maybe then I can beat them. We attack and drive them out of the country. You have a reputation. Those you bless, stay blessed. Those you curse, stay cursed. I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, ma. Any contract that has been given out on your behalf in order to destroy you, in order to destroy your name, in order to waste you, in order to make you useless, sir, let those contracts backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, let those contracts backfire by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. You will now shout that prayer point again. Say, any power higher to curse me. You, that sister, you know this prayer point is for you. I beg you, pray with the whole of your strength. And you, that brother, that you are still gently praying this prayer, you are supposed to pray with only anger. Say, any power higher to curse me, die. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, my kata pasete tate yaba. Rekende yaba ba shepoto yaba yasa. The power higher to curse me, die in the name of Jesus, yes. Command the powers to die. In the name of Jesus, sir. Command the powers to die. In the name of Jesus, command the past to die. In the name of Jesus, command the past to die. Rekate pose katapate yaba. Rekende yebobo tapashikete yaba. Makapate pasekete yaba. Yes, 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 command the past to die. Die in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be here and you may be wondering, hey, Pastor, I don't have anybody cursing me. I pray the Lord will open your eyes. Yes, you say you don't have anybody cursing you. Maybe you don't know that you are already a threat. Yes, to some powers, your existence is a threat. To some powers, just trying to do your job the right way, trying to do your duties the proper way, trying to do things appropriately, you have become a threat, because there are some powers that thrive in the midst of chaos. They want everything to be chaotic. But if you say that you want to do things right, they will attack you. I pray for you tonight, sir. I pray for you tonight, ma'am. The anger of the wicked against you and your family, let it backfire. Let it backfire. Let it backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. You are saying that you don't know that you are a threat. Trying to grow, trying to enlarge your coast, trying to enlarge your territory, you have become a threat to others. Trying to be bigger than whom you are presently, you are a threat, because there are powers that wants to cut you down to size. King Balak's accusation was that the children of Israel, they were too big, they were too mighty, they were too giants. Let's read it again. Numbers chapter 22, verse 6. Numbers chapter 22, verse 6. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people, for they are too mighty for me. They are too mighty, they are too big. Peradventure, I shall prevail that we may smite them, that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. The Message translation says, come and curse them for me. They are too much for me. Some people say, your own too much. You are too much. Maybe then I can beat them. We attack and drive them out of the country. You will repeat that prayer point again. I'm sure the prayer point is making sense unto you now. You will repeat that prayer point again. Say, any power, I have to curse me, die. In the mighty name of Jesus, makate putapate putapate yababa. Yes, command the powers to die. In the name of Jesus, sir. The power must die. In the name of Jesus, sir. The angels of cursing, let them die. Die. by fire. In the name of Jesus, sir. Death by fire. In the name of Jesus, sir. Any power. I have to curse me. I have to curse my family. I have to curse my church. I have to curse the work of my hands. Die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sama, maybe you are not aware. The reason they curse is because they want you to fail. The reason they curse is because they want to undermine you. They want to undermine you spiritually before confronting you physically. Yes, they want to make your life difficult. That is the reason why they curse. They curse because they want to afflict you. They want to steal, they want to kill, and they want to destroy. I pray for you tonight. The agenda of witchcraft curses against you and your family, let the agenda begin to fail. In the name of Jesus, begin to fail. In the name of Jesus, begin to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of God says, as he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, 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 in Jesus' name. You'll not be like this, any power you have to curse me, die. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power I have to curse me, I have to curse my family. Die in the mighty name of Jesus. Die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Sama, never underestimate the length your adversaries are ready to go. Never underestimate them. Nothing is too low for them. If you allow them, they will destroy what took years to build. Don't allow them to prosper in your life. That's why I pray. Yes, their mission against you shall fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Their mission against your family shall fail. In the name of Jesus, sir. Their mission to cut you down to size so that they can deal with you. Let that mission fail by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. You are still going to repeat that prayer point. You shout it louder. If that's the only prayer point we're able to pray tonight, it's worth it. You pray like this. Say, any power I have to curse me. Enough is enough. Die. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power you have to curse me, command to die. In the name of Jesus, command to die. In the name of Jesus, command to die, command to die, command you to die. In the name of Jesus, let that power die. In the name of Jesus, let that power die. In the name of Jesus, let that power die. Let that power die. Aha. Yes. Let the cloud of curses begin to disperse, begin to disperse, begin to disperse. Disperse by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. When David confronted Goliath, as formidable looking as Goliath was, he tried to spiritually pulverize David. He tried to spiritually dismantle him. But thank God for David. David was a man that was highly discerned. Let's quickly read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 43. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Message translation says, the Philistine ridiculed David. Am I a dog that you come after me with a stick? And he cursed him by his gods. Sama, you are facing a giant opposition and you think the opposition is blessing you. Okay. If Goliath, as mighty looking as he was, could deploy spiritual weapon against a tiny David, who do you think you are? I pray for you, sir. I pray for you, man. That gigantic opposition, the Lord will bring them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. The Lord will pulverize them. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. The Lord will scatter them by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. You now shall I be saying, giant assigned to curse me, die by fire in the name of Jesus. The giant assigned to curse me, die by fire, 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 die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. The giant assigned to curse me, command to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen. Say, every curse of my personal Goliath, die in the name of Jesus. The curse of my personal Goliath, command it to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die. Command to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. What was David's reply to the curse of Goliath? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defied. The Message translation says, David answered, You come at me with sword and spear and battle axe. I come at you in the name of the God of the angel armies, the God of Israel's troops, whom you curse and mock. Curses, sir. Curses, man. They are meant to reduce people. Curses are meant to reduce people, while blessings are meant to increase people. Curses are meant to decrease people, to reduce people, but blessings are meant to increase people, to multiply people. That's why you must not allow any curse to find a landing space in your life. The Bible says, as a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so a curse causeless shall not come. That's why I pray for you, sir. Whatever curse you are operating under, let it be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, sir. Be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, sir. Be broken tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You will now shall I say, oh God, arise and convert all curses into blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus, sir. Oh God, arise and convert all curses into blessings in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Convert all curses into blessings, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus, convert them to blessings. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say, oh God, arise and repair what curses have damaged in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, arise and begin to repair all the good things that curses they have damaged in my life. Yes, we need to repair them in the name of Jesus. We need to repair them, repair them, repair them, repair them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say, oh God, arise and reverse every journey into the wilderness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, I reverse every journey into the wilderness. Any wilderness that anyone has entered, begin to walk out of that wilderness. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the authority name of Jesus, begin to walk out of that wilderness. In the name of Jesus, walk out, walk out, walk out, walk out by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. Say, wicked spirits assigned to enforce curses in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Wicked spirits, yes, assigned to enforce curses in my life, in my family, command to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die in the name of Jesus. Command to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say, dark clouds hovering over my head, dispersed by fire. In the name of Jesus, the dark clouds hovering over my head, dispersed by fire. In the name of Jesus, dispersed by fire. In the name of Jesus, dispersed by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say, darkness invited by curses, clear away by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, darkness invited by curses, clear away now. In the name of Jesus, clear away now. In the name of Jesus, clear away now. Clear away now. clear away by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. The Bible says, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of the cruelty. You are going to pray and you say, every habitation of cruelty assigned to make me suffer, scatter in the name of Jesus. Habitation of cruelty, habitation of wickedness, assigned to make me suffer, scatter. Scatter, 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 scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, Holy Ghost, go before me and show all my enemies, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost go before us and show all our enemies that our God is a mighty God of Israel. In the name of Jesus, sir, Holy Ghost, go before me and show all my enemies that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In the name of Jesus, sir, show them that you are my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Seven thunders, amen to these prayers. One, two, let's go. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to thank the Lord for what the Lord has done. By the grace of God, we continue the prayers another time. But before we go, let's quickly do our prayers for our children. We are going to pray like this. Say, our children are blessed. They are not cursed. In the name of Jesus, our children are blessed. They shall not be cursed. In the name of Jesus, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, bewitchment and spells over our children. Break and scatter, break and scatter, break and scatter. In the name of Jesus, every bewitchment, every spell over any child represented here, we command them to be broken. In the name of Jesus, sir, we command them to scatter. In the name of Jesus, sir, command them to be broken. In the name of Jesus, command them to be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. Let us now begin to pray for all the doctors, all the nurses, as we do our intercessory prayers. Let us pray for all the essential workers. Pray that the mighty hands of God will continue to rest upon them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let us now remember all those who are sick at home, those who are sick in the hospitals, those who are about to undergo one medical intervention or the other. Let us pray that the great physician himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pay them a visit. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will heal them and make them whole. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will touch them and raise them from their sick beds. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let us now begin to pray for our land. Let us pray for the peace of our Jerusalem. For they that love our land shall prosper. Begin to pray that the mighty hands of God will rest upon our land. The Lord will make our land a righteous land. The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Let us pray that the yoke of sin will be broken in our land in the name of Jesus. The glory of Jesus shall be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let us now remember our daddy, the Lord Dr. Dike Olukoya, and his family. Let us pray that every attack from all sides, attack from anywhere, from the pit of hell, let those attacks backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the owners of evil Lord carry their loss in the mighty name of Jesus. Let God arise and fight for him in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fear of God paralyze his enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, we now pray like they say, I will not die the death of the unanointed in the name of Jesus. I will not die, and I will not die untimely in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the oil of God upon my life begin to speak for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please don't forget that tomorrow is another manna water. Get ready for another great hour of divine encounter. On Thursday, we have a sweet hour of prayer, which is a prayer meeting in the church. Time is 11 a.m. in the morning. And by the grace of God, this Friday is going to be our prayers for those who are single, those who are believing God for a marital breakthrough. If you want to stand in gap for your children, you can join the prayers. Time is 11 p.m. on Zoom. And we pray that the Lord that have done it for others will do their own too. In the mighty name of Jesus, their wedding bells will ring by fire and by force. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Wonderful King of Glory, we thank you for this grace that you have given to us to do these prayers tonight. Father, we come against every satanic counterattack because of the prayers we have prayed. Any power that might want to ask us foolish questions, why did you pray this prayer, sir? Let God arise and break their heads into pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Let God arise and disgrace, sir, the agents assigned to curse us. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. From today, any word of curses rendered in our direction shall backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Just as Balaam tried to curse, and instead it was blessing. All the curses, sir, let them be converted to blessings in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir, be converted to blessings in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir, be converted into blessings in our lives and our families, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Lord Jesus, we pray from today, we receive your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, sir, we receive the blessings earmarked for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir, we receive the glory and the honor that you have prepared for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, sir. Thank you, blessed Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say, I will not die but live to declare the works of God in the land of the living, whether my enemies like it or not. Amen. Repeat this one after me. Say, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in a season. My leaves will not wither, and whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For what Lord has done for us tonight, let us shout seven thunders, hallelujah. One, two, let's go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. God bless you. See you again next time. Good night.
Victory, victory, the Lord my God has promised me victory for all who follow me. Victory, victory, the Lord my God has promised me victory for all who follow me.
Promise me victory for all of us. contest the race. Only three will win, gold, silver, and bronze. I say many will contest the race, yeah. But only three will win, gold, silver, and bronze. My sky is my witness, by His grace I overcame my distress. It's not by power, not by might. Sing again. My sky is my witness, by His grace I overcame my distress. It's only victory on my side, hey.